Soon after the start of the First World War, my grandfather Bernard was drafted into the German army. "It's our duty as citizens," he'd say, "to fight for our country." And despite her fears for his safety, Bernard managed to coax a smile from my mother on the fateful day he left. Yet it was during his painfully long absence that she'd first experienced the hurtful slings of anti-Semitism.
Things happened very quickly. My father was drafted and he left. He was sitting on his horse and he said goodbye and he took me up on this horse and I cried and cried and I was so scared, and consequently I never went on a horse in all my life. This was such a horrible memory to see him leave. And contrary to what you have here, when soldiers go to war, they come home in furlough, or they come home and you heard from them, nothing. 4 years, my father never once came home. And while he was serving, I was already suffering under the anti-Semitism in the schools. Then the girls were singing German songs. They wouldn't let me do it with them because I was Jewish. Yet my father was in the war just like their fathers, or maybe some of them weren't. And this was the first real hurt I learned to live with.
Nothing happens in a vacuum. People aren't citizens one day and pariahs the next. Despite the financial uncertainty in Germany and the world at large during the early 1930s, poverty alone doesn't produce gas chambers. For the majority of people in Germany, it had always been a simple matter of God and country. Jews believed in the wrong God, and they lived in the wrong country.